One is a superstar and an okay player, and they ISO. The other one is a systematic team. And that's why they're winning. They are. They're systematic. And you have to be in a system. You have to be in a system. A system that you believe in. And you can't keep changing it. You got to stay true to it. And if you do, it's gonna pay off. See, if you're not in a system, that means you're not learning. There's no focus, and you cannot be an expert.
Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Johns Creek, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
I'm going to give you some really good advice that I've learned. In 1987, I got into the industry. I was going to Cal Poly in San Luis Obispo and married, a little baby girl, 26 years old. And I went down to Santa Maria, a little town a little bit below San Luis Obispo, and I saw this kind of bald-head guy from Georgia talk about no one's going to ever put a thumb on my head and your head ever again. And I didn't want to be in a profession like that. I had a hard time with that. But the minute I'd get into something, I thought it was better than the person that got me in. So I jumped in, and my family freaked out, my mom and dad and everybody. And I for 4 years, I made between $30,000 and $40,000 a year. I didn't make a lot of money. I was out grinding it out. I had an intervention. My whole family, my uncle flew in from New York even. You know, my aunt was going to give me $20,000. That guy's going to jail. That Art Williams, oh God, you know, the whole thing. And I said, no, I'm doing this. I'm staying with it. And I kept asking my uncle and my dad, what am I doing wrong? And he said, are they following you? Can they follow you? And they couldn't. For 4 years, they couldn't follow me. I wasn't duplicatable. And if I can ever ask you guys, I'm going to talk about time today, but you got to be duplicatable. And I became duplicatable. And after that, guys, I'm not kidding. A few years later, I was one of the cast me out in that company. It became PFS. I was doing 100 to 160 clothes a month in my base shop in San Luis Obispo. That's clicking. What did I do? How did I go to 40,000 a month from 40,000 a year? You shouldn't want to know that, right? All right. Well, I'm going to first tell you something real important. Most professions out there have limitations, income limitations. They just do. I don't care how good you are, you're going to get to a certain point. And you got to look at those limitations. This one does not. Guys, I know multiple men and women in this industry, in this company, that are millionaires. And I'm telling you guys, you think they're geniuses. They're not the sharpest knife in the drawer. I'm telling you that. They're great people, but they're not like, oh, they're the most talented thing in the world. I can never be that. You can be that. What do they have on you? They just stayed in it, and they were consistent. So I'm going to talk about some things. First of all, let's just be real straight with each other. Time. Write down time. All right? I fixed that. I started being smart. You need to work with people that are going where you're going. I believe this is the biggest waste of time in most people. They don't. They don't work with the right people. They work with an upline that's already wealthy, and they go to lunch and movies all the time. All right? But they made it. That's great, but that ain't good for you. All right, you got to stop doing that. Or they work with guys below them. All they want to do is hang around you. They don't want to do anything. They always want to go lunch, or they want to just tag around with you. They want to go to the office and hang around with you. And you got to work with the right people. They can still be great friends of yours, but you got to work with the right people—the people that push you, people that push you, that want to see the same thing you want on the same level you're at. Right. So let's just talk about some things. You need to plug into something that worked, a system that worked and has been tested, a system that works and been tested. Listen, what is the difference between the Boston Celtics and the Cleveland Cavaliers? One has a superstar and an okay player, and they ISO. The other one is a systematic team. And that's why they're winning. They are. They're systematic. And you have to be in a system. You have to be in a system. A system that you believe in. And you can't keep changing it. You got to stay true to it. And if you do, it's gonna pay off. See, if you're not in a system, that means you're not learning. There's no focus, and you cannot be an expert. Let's just use something that you've all probably done in the last few days. I did. You were in a plane. Now, we always get bored, and we look at our cell phone when the stewardess is talking, said, okay, here's the exits, and here's the mask, and all that stuff. Could you imagine if she says, well, I wish you luck. If there's ever a problem, you just kick out the window. I think that would be the best way, and just climb out that window. You would all drop your phones and go, what? And then the pilot, instead of saying, okay, fine, Atlanta, partly cloudy, we'll be getting there in about 3 or 4 hours, said, all right, this is my first flight. I wish you guys well today. And I've never gone into these kind of bumpy airports. I felt only a few times. Okay, see you there. You know, you'd be nervous, right? But they're just always the same thing because they do it the same every time. You got to be the same every time. I have a saying, this great analogy, why you got to believe in videos instead of yourself talking, you can't, I'm going to say it because it's a good analogy, you can't keep throwing up on people. The more you talk, the more you're throwing up on them. I know you're a good talker. I know you're great, but you're, stop. Just shut up. Watch the videos and get them to the next guy that's better than you, and then the next guy, and then work it right and learn it and become good yourself. I like to talk, but I don't. Watch the videos. Because what? They never fail. They never make a mistake. Use technology. It's going to make you incredible. Now, I'm going to talk about some things here that you guys got to really take in. And I don't want you to confuse them, okay? There's study time. Write that down. There's learn time, and there's work time. Don't confuse the three. When you're studying to take your security test or your insurance test or studying your system, that's important, and that's study time. Yeah, you got to do that. There's learn time. You guys are learning right now. This is learn time. That's great. But none of it is work time. Don't confuse work time. What is work time? Work time is doing your business, getting out videos, talking on the phone with somebody, getting down to a meeting, doing a presentation, an F&A, learning the F&A, going on appointment, taking a manager. That's work time. Don't confuse them. I was in the company for 5 months. I know you didn't do anything. You learned everything. You studied everything, got all your licenses, but you never worked. You have to work. So I'm going to break it down to part-timers and full-timers right now. And you guys think it's a million hours. It's not. Like, I work 80 hours a week. No, you don't. No, you don't. Nobody does. All right? And you don't need to in this industry. That's the beauty of it. So if you're a part-timer, you got to give me 10 hours a week. And one of them has to be a Saturday. Why? A lot of people are free on Saturdays. Some of the biggest people I brought in this company are on Saturday. You cannot dump Saturday. You got to work Saturday. And I'm going to give you the big four. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. That's the big four. If you tell me I work really good on Sunday and Friday, I go, shut up. No, you don't. Sunday is a lot of people, it's a day of worship. Maybe in the afternoon, but it's really not a great day. Friday, everybody's just done. They've worked their whole week. They don't want to talk to you. And Wednesday's a weird day. I work Wednesday, but it's a weird day. People go to club meetings. It's just a weird day to me. So you got to work the big four. And one of them has to be a Saturday. You got to work it. And you got to give me 10 hours of working, whatever system you're in, whatever thing you're doing, you got to be working and be honest with that working. If you're full-time, you got to give me 16. I'm not asking the world. Fours. Give me four fours of working, not studying, not learning, working. This doesn't count today for you guys, right? 4 hours, 16 hours a week of working. You do that, lower your head down, and you give your effort toward that, and I promise it's going to happen. Now, that's how I want you to do. You can't lie to the mirror. If you start lying to the mirror, then, oh, this is stupid, right? Don't lie to the mirror, all right? Give me 6 months. I didn't say 5 years. I didn't say, like Basil there, 3 to 5 to 7. Just give me 6 months. 6 months of not ever taking a break from that. A solid 16 if you're full-time, a solid 10 if you're part-time. You're going to give me, and it's working. If you send out videos and you're calling people, get them to your manager, get them to meetings, going on F&As, those are all work. Those are all work. You know, that's all work. 10 hours, you're part-time, 16 if you're full-time. 6 months. 6 months. Now, if you take off a month, it doesn't pick up on month four. You should go back to number one. You guys think it's picked up where left off? It never does. Ever, ever does. It all sets back. 6 months starts over. So you got to give it all six. All right? Then I want you to look up, and I want you to say, how'd I do? I make a little bit of money? Yeah. Make a little bit of money. You're not going to be making a lot, but then a little bit of money. Got my license. Everything's going. I'm getting better at the system. I'm learning it. I'm applying it. I'm becoming an expert in it. I can do it. Yeah, this is my vehicle. Then I want you to give me 2.5 to 4.5 more years. Now, in that 2.5 to 4.5 more years, what's going to happen in those 2.5 to 4.5 years? You're going to achieve your dreams. I don't know what your number is. Your number could be an enormous number. I don't know what yours is. It could be 50 grand a month. It could be 20 grand a month. You can achieve all those in this business. But I'm going to tell you something. You can achieve it. I don't know if it's going to take you 2.5 more years or maybe the 4.5 more. But I need that time from you. Applying what you learned those first 6 months, right? But you got to do it in those kind of gaps. And if you do, I promise you great things will happen. See, as I close, I want to make something very clear to you. Don't take 4 years like I did to learn that. Apply yourself properly. Work with the right people. Work with people that push you. People can push you. They got to push you. You've got to be accountable to people. You've got to. Oh, I never want to be that way. Oh, because you're never going to do anything. Everybody's accountable. Mike and I are accountable to each other. We believe clearly some of the biggest guys we have, Amos, David Chase, their biggest guy is in California, and they're in North Carolina. Gary Baumbach, my biggest guys are within hundreds and thousands of miles from me. Why? Because we're virtual. What WealthWave has here is complete. What Andy Horner's done with Tom and Bill is unbelievable. We had to be part of that company, and we are, and we're thankful. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Leadership Now, the official podcast of WealthWave. If you like our show and you want to know more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Join us each week as we talk about the topics you'll need to help you grow as an entrepreneur and succeed in the financial business with WealthWave.